Weekdays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. At least 32 people have been brought ashore after a cargo ship and U.S. tanker collided in the North Sea off the English coast. CBS's Ian Lee.
The people, at least on the U.S. flagship, have been accounted for because we're hearing that that is the ship that erupted into flames.
Financial markets are in retreat today as investors digest the possibility of a recession. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The combination of on-again, off-again tariffs, as well as government job cuts, and businesses and consumers pulling back on spending has caused recessionary fears to resurface.
New China tariffs in place today target American farm products. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the U.S. Supreme Court will not sidestep a major issue.
The Supreme Court has decided to take a very controversial case involving whether states can ban LGBTQ conversion therapy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to keep investigating the Madison City Clerk's office. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
This all started with the 193 absentee ballots staff found after the November election. Those votes weren't counted. And everyone seems to be in agreement. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell waited weeks to tell leadership, including the mayor's office, the city attorney, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That timeline is under particular scrutiny. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs.
We've got what I can only say is this absolutely shocking set of dates post-election where every opportunity to fix this is ignored. This feels like a complete lack of leadership and a refusal to be where the buck stops, because the buck stops with the clerk to manage their own chief inspectors and their own mistakes, and you don't get to put your head in the sand for weeks at a time.
Now, these almost 200 ballots were not enough to change the outcome of any election. But the commissioners say that's not the point. Commissioner Mark Thompson.
What's really important is 193 ballots didn't get counted. It wasn't that it didn't change the result. That's a consequence. But the right being protected is the 193.
Now, the commission chose to continue their investigation and force staff to sit for depositions. They could decide Witzel-Bell acted improperly or even illegally. They also voted to send guidance to clerks around the state before the April 1st election, telling them to look everywhere and make sure every ballot is counted. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Back-to-back losses for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the first-place Cavaliers 112-100. The night before, they lost to the Orlando Magic. As back-to-back losses at home for the Bucks, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the difference in the two teams' trust ball movement was visual. You know, we've had it. We've lost it the last couple of games, and we got to get it back.
The Bucks have the night off before heading to Indianapolis. College basketball. The Badgers draw the 5 seed. They'll play Thursday at the Big Ten tournament after losing at home to Penn State. Greg Gard.
Credit to them. We got to regroup here and dust ourselves off, and this one stings for our seniors and for our fans, and not the performance that we wanted nor desired.
Marquette plays Xavier Thursday in the Big East tournament. The Brewers gave up a pair of triples in the 8th inning, losing to the Royals 5-2 in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's feeling like summer across the state with record highs being shattered. Today, we're going to soar and flirt with 70 degrees. This is about 30 degrees warmer than we should be. So soak up the sunshine and don't mind the breeze. It's pulling out of the south, gusting around 30 miles per hour, and warming us up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies, and then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Kevin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. At the very end of the show, we always wrap it up with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, we have an update for you on a previous tisbet. Some surprising results from this.
Yes.
So I would encourage you to stick around for that. Right now, they're very excited to be joined by our next guest. Armani Millens is here, and we are going to talk about Showcase Apollo, which is coming up in Milwaukee at the end of the month. Good morning, Armani. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about Apollo MKE. This is happening on Saturday, March 29th. What can people look forward to if they're going to check this out?
It's going to be a fun show. You can look forward to great performances. You can look forward to a lot of fun. It's going to be food. It's going to be comedians. You're going to have the ability to boo people off the stage if you want to without getting in trouble.
Where do I get there? How do I get there?
It's going to be a fun event.
So is it really like crowd support determines whether or not you get to keep your act going?
That's a part. It's three judges as well. And a part of the whoever wins is going to be selected by rounds. In the final round, it's going to be an equal amount of the judge and the audience to determine the winner.
Tough.
And the winner actually is going to get fans to elevate their career if they're, you know, if they win.
Tough crowds, man. Tough crowds, boy. You got to, right?
So, yeah. I mean, you know, we just trying to get people to not only show their talent, but not be afraid to get any kind of bad feedback from their talent and go back in the lab and try to come back and not get booed.
Yeah, that's very. I mean, I'm a comedian and I produce shows, and that's one of the things we see all the time is people they're very afraid to get on stage, and when they do,
it's intimidating.
It's very intimidating, and usually people are pretty cool, but I would say if I was standing on stage and I knew I was going to get booed, I'm like, I don't know if I would do this. Oh,
Armani, did we lose you?
Nope. I think we may have lost
her. I think we lost him.
Okay.
Armani, if you can still hear us, you can give us a call at 855. Yep. There you are. Now you're back. We lost you just for a second there.
I'm here.
So what kind of audition process did you have to try and narrow it down? How many acts are we talking about are going to happen on the 29th?
Well, we're looking at about 12 acts competing. And then we also highlight an artist. Like, one thing about our company is we're trying to elevate anyone who wants to work to elevate themselves. So if some artist is not in the competition that we're highlighting just to get them a little bit more, you know, leverage in their career. And Yeah, it's about 12 artists. The way that we did the submissions were we kind of handpicked the people, you know, to a certain extent. We inboxed people. We searched for people online, on Facebook, on Instagram, all over. And yeah, we did a lot of that. And we kind of handpicked each submission, and we gave them a chance. And there also was a registration fee. So, you know, we can provide everything that we're providing to them. And yeah.
It's got to be tough to be a struggling artist. And I know Milwaukee is a healthy music scene, but still, it's tough when you're starting out and trying to get some attention and trying to get some legs behind your career. Have some of these folks who are going to be performing on the 29th, have they been around for a long time?
Some of them have. Some of them, like, we never seen before. Some of them are new artists. And Milwaukee is not just Milwaukee, just southeastern Wisconsin in general. We are a breadbasket of talent that, like, the rest of the world doesn't really know about. So, like, we gotta find the talent. So, yeah, it's hard when you're a struggling artist, but it's also hard if you're not trying. You're not working. If you're not trying to uplift yourself, if you're not trying to put yourself out there, you know, it's also a good event to meet people. It's also a good event to network. Mm-hmm. It's also a good event. Like, for art, it takes a lot of work to be an artist. And it's the first step for a lot of them. You know, we've been working with a lot of the top artists in southeastern Wisconsin, though, for the past 2 years. And some people have elevated, such as, you know, JP and Chicken P and Big Frank. And, like, a lot of people are...
We're having some connection issues. Yep. I'm sure he'll be back in just a second. But I think it's interesting. If you are a performer, you cannot expect that everyone is just going to come to you and find you and trip over you somehow.
No, you got to put yourself out there. And as Armani put it, like, even if you stand on that stage and you get booed, for an artist, for someone who really wants to do it, and I'm speaking more from the comedy aspect, if you are getting booed, some comics are like, yes, I will be, I love this. It's a reaction regardless, or I will take all this feedback and I will be better the next time you see me. And I'll be,
it as a challenge.
It's about becoming undeniable. That's what you want to be. You want to be undeniable. So everyone wants to book you and work with you.
It's called Clap or Boo.
Yeah.
Clap or Boo Apollo Showcase Milwaukee for a night of music, dance, and entertainment. The address is 6737 North Tetonia. Some of the most talented performers in Milwaukee showcasing their skills. The in-person event will be a night to remember. Again, Clap or Boo, the Apollo Showcase MKE is coming up Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. The doors will be opening at 6 p.m. and we will include the link in our show notes.
Absolutely.
If you want to check out tickets and check that out. I think that's really intimidating, the whole Clap or Boo thing. But wasn't that the original Apollo? Isn't that how they did it?
You'd watch the Apollo. I remember when I was a kid, after Saturday Night Live would be Showtime at the Apollo. And if the audience didn't like you, they let you know immediately. I have a friend of mine who has an amazing Apollo story, how she got booed off the stage twice in one night. It was for a taping. Really just downhill very quickly. But yeah, it's intimidating. I don't know if I can do it. I've been doing it for a long time. I don't know if I want people to boo me. I'd be like, can you just like me? Can you all just like me?
Yeah, I was just saying that's a lot, you know. And those performers have to have pretty tough skin if they're gonna stand up there.
Yeah, they do. Hey, but we're going to support them. If you get booed, it's going to be booed out of love. It's going to be fun. We got comedians there. It's going to be booed out of love. And can I give a few shout-outs real
quick? Of course. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to shout out MKE Direct. That's the person who put this together, Cartier, Chris. I appreciate him. Shout-out Running Rebels. Shout-out everybody in Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha. Anybody that helps out this youth and our community and the artists and anybody who has musical talent, artistic. I don't care if you draw. I don't care if you dance. I don't care if you sing. I don't care if you ride a unicycle. I don't care. regardless of what it is, I want to support any talent that we have coming out of our state.
It's such an important outlet, isn't it, Armani? Just as you said, whether you draw, whether you, you know, whether you do write poetry or whatever your thing is, it's just so important for you individually and then for the community as well.
I believe interviewing is an art. I believe the way that you guys interview people, that's a form of an art. Like anything that we do that shows our talent, and that's a good talent to have, you ask me, because I can't sit in front of somebody and interview them the way you guys do.
Well, that's so nice of you. We're not going to come to the showcase and perform because I don't want to get booed. I would start crying.
I was just going to sing regardless of whether I was invited or not. I'm just going to sing.
Well, y'all more than welcome to come. I'll have a few free tickets for you guys if you want to come.
Oh, that's lovely.
Wonderful.
Of you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Clap or boo, Apollo Showcase MKE coming up Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. For folks who are considering going, Armani, as far as the musical guests, is there a wide variety of musical styles?
It's a wide variety. I mean, it's a lot of, I wouldn't say necessarily wide, it's either singing or rapping, but it's a lot of different talent. Like, you have women, you have men, you have young kids, you have older people. Like, it's a lot of different variety of talent. It's going to be a lot of different genres of music. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I hope everyone show up.
And I was looking at some of your past events. It looks like you sell tickets real well. Should people get those tickets right now before they sell out?
Yeah, go get the tickets right now.
Get the tickets. Do not wait.
Get
the
tickets right now. And it's beautiful outside. The weather is breaking. It's going to be beautiful, I believe. I'm going to speak into existence March 29th. Milwaukee. We do live in Wisconsin, though.
Yes, we do. Very much, sir.
It could be hot one day and be a blizzard the next day.
Could be a whiplash.
Just pray, cross our fingers.
Yeah, could be whiplash weather. You know what? You never know what Mother Nature's going to come up with once the end of the month rolls around. But for people who are considering maybe next year, is this an ongoing thing, Armani, or is this a one-shot thing?
This will be an ongoing thing. We try to keep it a few times a year.
Okay.
So we actually had one in November. And we're having one in March, but we may not have another one until after the summertime.
Well, you got time. You got time to rehearse before November.
That's
before
right.
Before it comes up again when they're looking for more talent, Craig Bach.
Yeah, you got time.
I'll practice.
He'll practice.
I really want Greg on the show. I want to see what Greg can do. You look like an artistic individual.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And the hair. And,
you got the look, baby. You got the look.
Oh, would you stop it with all your compliments?
Armani Mullins has been our guest talking about Clap or Boo Apollo MKE coming up on Saturday, March 29th. Hope it's a huge success for you, Armani. Thank you so very much for joining us. And as I said, we will put this in our show notes with all the links so people can find the tickets and all the details. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on.
No, of course.
Absolutely. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Vast, statewide, countrywide. We're global if you have the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, which is all glitchy today. I don't know what's going on with that. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to talk bees, baby. Considering being a backyard beekeeper, there's a way you can do that. And they'll send them right to your house. Stop. I love this.
I love this, too. And I love this, honestly, I love this for other people.
We're going to talk to Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet about bees.
Nice.
And how you can become a backyard beekeeper. This is a growing thing. A lot of people have been doing this, and a lot of people who live in urban areas have been doing this.
Yes, I have a lot of friends who have been getting into the beekeeping world, and you know, not like a, like they'll have, I don't know, I would say it's small.
Yeah, probably 2 to 3.
Exactly.
Boxes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they enjoy it a lot. They make their own honey. They go to farmers markets. It's a nice hobby to have.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's critically important to things that we eat.
Yes.
It really, really is. So agreed. Stick around for that. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet joining us after the 11:30 news. We did this for a Tisbat a while ago.
Yeah.
And now we have an update on this, too. Firefest, which I keep wanting to call Fryfest for whatever reason.
Fire Festival.
But if you are not familiar with the original Firefest, Greg, give us a little recap of that highly successful event.
Firefest was supposed to be a festival featuring some of the biggest musical acts around the world,
right,
on one stage over the course of a weekend. This guy named Billy McFarland put it all together. And I mean, it was expensive too. It was like a tropical
getaway.
Coachella and getaway. You could go just to the shows, or you could book all these like huge, like get yourself a boat with all the, and get breakfast with the stars, that kind of stuff. Well, people knew right away that something was up because when people arrived, they weren't being all out off the buses or the planes, and there was nothing going on. Acts were dropping out left and right when they found out that this was entirely a sham.
There was no infrastructure.
There was
bathrooms.
No bathrooms, barely any food. If you just Google Fire Festival lunch, you will see a styrofoam box with like a cheese sandwich. And that's what they were handing out.
That people paid thousands of dollars
yes.
for.
Yes. So
now he went to, Billy McFarland, the organizer of the original Firefest, went to prison.
Correct. He went to prison for wire fraud and other forms of fraud. And he was released. And what is Billy? You can't keep, hey, Jane, you can't keep a rich man down.
Apparently not.
When the law and detractors say, please don't do this, he says, you know, guys, I got this. Because Fyre Festival 2 is coming to Mexico, but there's a small problem.
Is there a hitch?
Yeah, he had to put out a video saying that that it in fact was happening because the Mexican government, for where it's going to be held, has said they have not received one bit of notification from them. They have no idea what was happening. They didn't know that they were being scouted. And as far as they're concerned, there is no show.
When is this supposed to happen?
This is supposed to be happening later. I think in the summer.
Sometime this summer?
Yeah. May 30th through the 2nd. It's supposed to be taking place in Mexico. And the government, the municipal governments have all said there are no permits pulled. The festival is not going to happen. There are red flags all over the place, said a gentleman who works in the government where it's taking place. Isla Mujeres.
And yep. I've been there.
Yep.
Lovely island.
Isla Mujeres has said they have no idea what's going on. No permits have been pulled. No permissions have been granted. And Fyre Fest originally had given a long lead time. Like, they had really advertised the heck out of this.
Right.
You knew who the artists were going to be. Fyre Fest 2 has been real quiet, and it's happening in a month and a half. Supposedly.
How much are they selling these tickets for this time around?
If I'm not mistaken, we said they start at like $1,500 and go up to $1 million, depending on the package you're going to buy. Yeah. I mean, this is the absolute best example of can't keep a rich boy down.
And people will shell out for this.
Yes, absolutely. It's for some people, if it's a wash or if it doesn't happen, you know, $1,400, $5,000, $10,000, that's nothing to them. They're like, oh, I'm not going to fight. It's not happening. It's lost that money.
Yeah, but for others, a $1,500 ticket just for the event, you got to get the flight to Mexico. Yep. There is no direct flight to Isla Mujeres. Nope. You're going to have to go through Mexico City and whatever. If you do land there and there is no Fyre Fest, at least we know Isla Mujeres has hotels.
Yeah,
which are probably looking for somewhere to stay.
I bet you those are booked up. The gentleman, Mr. Garza, said, I think they thought they would just announce it and then see if it got traction, then ask for the permits halfway down the path. It's a bit of a naive way to think. Yeah, I'm a producer. I'm an event producer. I've never produced an event this big, but I'm going to plan for a year before I even announce anything to begin with. And in that year planning, it's going to be the scouting of the land. It's going to be the permits, talking to the government.
Well, yeah.
And seeing if we can even build a stage on the island.
Calvin, you've been to Isla Mujeres.
Yeah, it's like...
It's tiny.
Yeah, it's like we took a day excursion there when we were in Cancun.
Am I the only person who's never been there?
You can almost bicycle the entire island.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the one side of the beach where obviously they drop you off your excursion is all like shops, then seems like the other side is hotels, so I'm not really sure where you would have a concert.
Not for thousands and thousands of people, they would, yeah. So if you shelled out for these Fyre Fest tickets, you may want to do a little research.
Yeah, he has said that we're producing a highly exclusive boutique and sustainable experience for Fyre Festival 2. It has top-tier private venues and hotels in partnership with our local allies who have established communications with correspondent authorities. Basically comes down to this. Are you going to believe the wire fraud dude or the people who live there and say, hey, this ain't happening?
Once a grifter, always a grifter.
Oh, maybe he'll get a job in the White House.
Oh, he'd be a natural.
Natural.
News is coming up next. And when we return, we're going to be talking bees, baby. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Auburndale School District has issued a resolution to formally request that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation consider applying new safety measures on the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186 intersection. This is the most recent push requesting increased safety measures since the redesign in 2014. There have been 3 fatal vehicle crashes, 27 additional reported crashes, and 42 wrong-way drivers. The Wood County Sheriff's Department has provided extra patrol and enforcement action that has resulted in minimal impact. The Auburndale School Board is requesting safety measures to include an overpass. Attorney General Josh Call joins 20 attorneys general that moved for a temporary restraining order to stop mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. They're asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale federal reductions in force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60 days advance notice to states' governments so they can provide vital rapid response information, resources, and services to affected workers. Governor Tony Evers also released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans' care and services across the country. These mass terminations without notice throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's feeling like summer across the state with record highs being shattered. Today, we're going to soar and flirt with 70 degrees. This is about 30 degrees warmer than we should be. So soak up the sunshine and don't mind the breeze. It's pulling out of the south, gusting around 30 miles per hour and warming us up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine. Why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck. Resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, which is very glitchy today. I don't know if you can even get on Twitter. Just a reminder, if you are looking for a new career path, maybe you have a younger person in your house who has always considered radio.
Jane, I'd love to get into radio.
You are in radio.
Oh.
If you would like to be a Greg, if you would like to be a producer like Greg or a producer like Calvin, those are among some of the job openings we have at Civic Media. Just go to civicmedia.us/careers and check it out. We are hiring. civicmedia.us. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. I had heard about this on the Midwest Farm Report. I was driving home from work one day, and I'm like, Blaine sends bees. And I was like, we got to talk about bees. So Chris Ramos is the Public Relations Director for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I did not know that Blaine's did bees. Has this been
beekeeping? Been around. This is our 70th year at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got 45 locations across four states. And I always tell people the greatest thing about having 45 locations is that we've actually never closed a store ever in 70 years.
Wow.
So
wow.
We've stayed in our communities, and we have many stores celebrating their 50, 60, 70th year.
That's amazing. It really is. That's an incredible run.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it says a lot about the company, and that people value you. So that's terrific.
Yeah. Still family owned. And of course, we're really leaning into the hobbyists at home, people who are really wanting to do that farmstead and have that lifestyle. And bees are a big part of that.
Well, and
they're a lot of fun.
I would say too, Chris, is it like over the last 10 years in particular that we have a lot more bee hobbyists now?
Yes, definitely. There's been a renewed focus on keeping the health and livelihood of our honeybees. We actually have bees on our corporate headquarters, and it's taken care of by our employees here. We harvest the honey, which is really a fun thing for us to do. They, you know, spin the honey and peel it off the honeycomb. And we sell the honey as a fundraiser for local nonprofits. So we all have our bees that are like literally 100 feet away from our door. And it's a great, easy thing to do. I think everyone's getting over that idea that bees, you know, are kind of aggressive. It's not the case. Honeybees just want to do their job.
Yep.
And you're there to help them.
And that's kind of one of the greatest things about being a beekeeper is you... Granted, it's work, but really the bees are the ones who are doing all the work, and we get to enjoy the fruits of their labors.
Right. For centuries.
For centuries.
But yeah, we definitely do sell bees. We ship bees supplies. We have a great selection on our website, farmandfleet.com. All you do is search beekeeping, and you can really lean into this hobby. It's a lot of fun, and you don't need a lot of property to do it. You just need a nice secluded area. And it's kind of cool because through the mail, they ship an entire hive to you. It's a 3-pound hive with a queen in there. And it's full of the Carnolian honeybees. And that is all you need to get your hive started.
Okay, go back to the Carnolian honeybees. What does that mean?
It's pretty much the standard honeybee that you would think, and it's one of the easiest to have. Most people, once they have one hive, they'll get into another hive, and they'll get into another. So the supplies really that you need are just the hive. You can get some gear. Again, everything's on our website as far as the harvesting part of it, but really just establishing that hive to get it, you know,
going.
Really going in that area. Is step one. Even in the winter time, you just kind of insulate it. They live in there. They stay in there. They only come out occasionally, but those bees will last through the entire winter in the Midwest here.
So is it like a one cycle of bees, and then next year you will need to order more bees?
No, you don't reorder the bees. Those bees stay alive in there. and that's your hive that you're going to keep going perpetually. You know, they once they're established in there, they protect that queen and they make that honey for you. So you do have to harvest that honey every year. The really nice thing is for what we call the hobby beekeeper, the supplies are really, I think, you know, kind of an easy grab to do. You know, once you buy them once, they're reusable. You know, the hive, the panels,
all that
the
stuff,
heat, yeah. The heat knife. Yeah, it's all the same, and you just kind of keep going. And once you get into that, we do have a lot of like local bee hobbyist clubs, and a lot of people do join those too. Sort of like a book club for honeybees.
That's a really smart idea though, Chris, because I was wondering too, does Blaine's offer any kind of classes or anything? But that would be a place to go. Kind of club.
Find your local associations. We don't do actual like in-person beekeeping classes, but on top of our website, having the supplies, finding some of those hobbyists, those local, even your neighbors, you might be surprised. We have a lot of people in our area that have chickens, and you know, you kind of realize, oh, they have chickens. I'll talk to them on what they do for their backyard. And that's the same thing for the bees. And schools are really into that. I've heard of some schools doing little field trips out to farmers to just see the bees and just see how they're working and kind of get that glimpse into that lifestyle.
If you're just joining us, Chris Ramos is our guest. He does public relations for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And we're talking about bees and the growing popularity of people keeping their own bees. And I think, as we had mentioned earlier, Chris, this is a growing thing in urban areas in particular. My sister lives in the city of Milwaukee and her neighbor has bees. And it's great. And like you said, honeybees are not wasps as far as being aggressive and stinging you and things like that.
Right. Now, there is a time that you need to get in your order for the bees, too. And they like to get a lot of them in by March 16th. So we have a few more days to order. Again, they arrive UPS and they'll be at your house somewhere between mid April to late May. So if you get your order in now, you just want to make sure that you get all of your supplies ready and set. So when your box of bees and the queen show up, that you have a palace for them to all hang out. And
they got to have a home to go to. They got to have a home to go to.
They'll do the work for you. You just got to give them a place to stay. And you're right. You don't need a lot of land. You just you want it away from, you know, your animals and away from your fence line, things like that. But you want it accessible. And that's the really nice thing, is that you can go out there and sort of tend to your bees as you go along.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but I thought in that piece that I heard from the Midwest Farm Report that these were Italian bees, which got me thinking about if they buzz differently.
Oh my God.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Italian honeybees with the queen. Those are the mix. And it is kind of funny if you think of it. Maybe the flavor is a little, you know,
a little spicier,
a little upscale. It's very fancy. Very fancy honey.
To our Italian community of fans out there, we meant no harm by our Mario-like impression.
It was, let it go, people. Just let it go. We're just talking about bees. The other thing I think too, Chris, that is really important to reinforce to folks, how important bees are for so many things that we eat. You like strawberries? You like fruit? If we don't have bees, we're not going to have any of that stuff because they're pollinators.
Right. Yeah. And that's the other part of, I think, the resurgence that's happening, is that recently, like you said, the last 10 years, I'd say the last 5 years also, that responsibility has been put on people to help, number one, get hummingbirds back. Number two, take care of your birds. We have bird seed, bird food at Blaine's. We have all of the outdoor, you know, connection point. We call it the Poultry Bees and Nature Center, because it really is. It's everyone that wants to do a little farmsteading, maybe have their own eggs with their chickens, maybe have their own honey with their bees, maybe take care of their local wildlife, and just say, you know what, I did my part.
Right.
I'm giving back to nature, and I did my part. And it was easy, and it was fun, and it turned into a hobby for our whole family. And that's kind of the hump that we want people to get over, and we'll help them at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. A lot of our employees have that exact lifestyle, that farmsteading, ag background, and they can talk to these topics at length. So we really enjoy, and that's why a lot of our employees do stay at Farmifleet, because it's a direct connection to their own hobby, and then, you know, it's their own interests, and it's a great place for them to share that knowledge with the community, but also, I think, continue their hobby on their own and learn more things as they go along.
Well, I mean, I'm a huge, huge fan of Blaine's. Like, I go there, some would say too much, but
there's never too much.
But it's just great to, I mean, you, like, aside from the B portion of this, which we're here to talk about, is just the length of time you've been here in Wisconsin, the fact that you have as many stores and none of them have closed, that you're such right. an ingrained part of this community that I just find that I didn't know that at all. And I think that's wonderful. But I just, before, I don't know, a week or two ago, I didn't like the idea of mailing bees. I thought that would be something that was like super boutique. Like, you'd have to contact a guy in Italy and he'd be like, I'll send you bees. See, I don't have to do the accent, right. But yeah, it's just, but like, it's just, it's
we'll
one more
the alley. We'll bees.
But it's one more service you provide. And I think that's wonderful. And I know friends who want to get into it, but
really,
yeah, because it seems like you have to, like, maybe 2-3 years ago, it almost seemed like, well, you have to be a business to do this, mm-hmm. but now you don't, you could just have, like you said, just a few blocks and you're good to go. And just a little bit of land, and it's affordable and it's sustainable.
And it's really yeah. good for the environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just as exciting to actually harvest that honey. When we do that here at our location, like I said, at our corporate office, we have multiple hives. We kind of have our employees sign up for 10, 15 minute slots to spin the honey and really see that process, because you put the honeycomb in the spinner and you spin it,
yeah.
it pulls all the honey out. And then you see everyone just sort of nibbling on the honeycomb afterwards, because it really is kind of a, you know, I don't want to go too wishy-washy, but it's a magical experience to say, hey, listen, we went all the way through this process and now we're actually harvesting food that we're all going to be eating and using on our pancakes and on our crackers and everything else. And just say, hey, this honey, I know where it was start to finish. And that's really the draw of the farmstead, I think, resurgence and the life, is that people want to see, you know, these baby chicks raised all the way into, yeah. you know, a chicken for themselves and their family. And, you know, you built something, you got your honeybees in there, and now you've seen it all the way to the end to actually harvesting honey. And it's really exciting, I think, for a lot of people to see that sort of circle that's happening.
I don't think that's wishy-washy at all. I think that's fantastic.
I do
it's
too.
An investment of time and your energy.
And who doesn't want to dress yeah. up in the big suit with the big smoky thing? I would do right. it just for that.
Oh, I was going to show up in a bee costume.
They might don't confuse the bees. Chris Ramos does public relations for Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and we will include a link in there to their bee supplies. If you are thinking about it, you got a couple weeks yet. If you want to order bees, don't wait and do it now. It's been such a delight, Chris. We'd love to have you back. We'll talk chickens next time. We can talk about raising your own chickens.
Game on.
That's great. Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
Yes.
Stick around. We have This Shouldn't Be a Thing. We're going to wrap up the show coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Are you 55 or older and struggle to do everyday activities? Is your mobility slowing down? The Southwood County YMCA is here to help, not only with your physical health, but for your overall health as well, spirit, mind, and body. The Southwood County YMCA is committed to supporting our members in their health journeys through programs such as group fitness and nutrition classes, as well as our older adult program, Forever Well. This is a member benefit and does not cost anything to participate. Stop by today and learn how you can live a healthier life with the Southwood County YMCA.
Lunchtime!
Que pasa? Let's go get some tacos.
I want real Mexican tacos. My amigo Julio at the Little Corner Bar and Grill makes tacos just like back home. Hey, Julio, what's on the grill, Holmes?
It's Tuesday, Holmes. I'm grilling up the good stuff for tacos. Steak, chicken, chorizo. You want your usual?
Si, one for my amigo.
Discover the hidden secrets for yourself. It's the Little Corner Bar and Grill next to Buccaneers on County Road M in Stratford. A little piece of Mexico City here in Wisconsin. For more information, follow our Facebook page.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvettini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and if you can get on what used to be Twitter, it's all glitchy today. Right before we went to the break, we were talking to Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet about bees and beekeeping. Mm-hmm. A lot more people are getting interested in having backyard hives, especially in urban areas. John Listener from Hubertus says Milwaukee Waukesha Beekeeper Association.
Okay.
Good where to go if you're looking for some information about that. And John points out, too, when there are too many bees in one hive, they make a new queen, and then they leave to find a new place.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? That's... He said, I saw these coming, very large swarm, very early, moving into my vacant bee boxes. So that's pretty cool. I love to hear that. I think it's great. And I think it just shows that more people are aware of the importance of those little things that buzz around.
I do think there's been, like, as was said earlier, the pointed attempt to make sure people understood this is a honeybee, this is a yellow jacket, this is a wasp, this is a hornet. You know,
they do different things.
Be aware of what they can do, but the bee itself. Which,
honeybees, bumblebees, all good bees.
They all look like little fat furry bees. They're adorable. But the other ones, you know, beware. But yeah, it's removing the stigma.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But we will include the link again to Blaine's if you're mm-hmm. considering maybe this is something you're thinking about doing. And if you want to order some bees and have them delivered in the next couple of weeks, you need to get your order. And I think Chris had said by March 16th. So yep. You got until next week.
And make sure you tell any and all Rubains or families that you've done this.
Yeah. You want to give people a heads up about that. It is almost 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for...
It's time for something we do every day here at the Matt and Aaron Air Show.
At this time, yes, we would typically do...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is a Tisbat update.
Yes. So a few weeks ago, we had ourselves a... Tisbat called the Cheetozard edition. Cheetozard was from February the 24th, where there was a hot Cheeto.
A flaming hot Cheeto.
Flaming hot Cheeto, that's right. That was in the shape of a Charizard, which is a specific Pokemon. Now, if you don't know, Pokemon is a worldwide sensation, video games, cartoons, playing cards. That's the main reason we
bring
it up.
That's the big one.
So what they did with this Cheetozard is they put it in its own little playing card, in its own little case, and they put it up for auction. Now, in February, when we said it was going up for auction, they said it could gain as much as $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, it has sold.
Again, keep in mind, we're talking about a Cheeto.
A Cheeto. No, not the card. Like, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's a special. No. It is a Cheeto in the shape of a Charizard that someone manufactured into a case for it, making it look like a Pokemon card. It sold for nearly $90,000.
Unreal.
$87,840 to an unnamed buyer. Golden Auction House has said on their social media. It is a 3-inch long Cheeto shaped like the character Charizard. Charizard from the Japanese anime franchise. It's affixed with a customized Pokemon card and enclosed in a box. So, yes.
If you ever wanted a sign that you have too much money, that might be it.
Whoever bought this, by the way, is going to Firefest 2, regardless of if there's a show happening or not. And they're going to bring the Cheetozard.
Look what I got, man.
Yeah.
Don't you wish this was yours?
Yeah. It's
social media users flooded the comment section of the Instagram post about the sale of the Cheetozard. Many questioning why someone would spend so much money on a singular Cheeto, while others wondered how the Cheeto came to look so much like a dragon. One user said, this is kind of stupid, but it's 2025. People are doing wild things.
Yeah, exactly.
Another joking, the Cheetozard would be their death row meal.
What I really love is that when asked for comment.
Yes.
Cheetos, who is owned by PepsiCo, a subsidiary of Frito-Lay, said, quote, Cheetos are crafted with individual care and designed to be unique. And the Cheetozard is no exception. I love that they're leaning in, that they love this.
They may as well.
They're not coming at them with a lawsuit, cease and desist. They're like, it's a long-standing tradition for fans to search for fun, interesting shapes and sizes inside every Cheetos bag. I've never done that. I've only eaten Cheetos when there are no more Doritos left.
As a secondary.
It's a tertiary.
Yeah, it's a backup. Well, that wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show will be joining us at 10:33 to kick around some of the latest news. Of course, Todd from noon to 2 today. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salvia, 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. Pat Kreitlow, early mornings along with Greg on Up North News Radio from 6 to 8. And Earl Ingram right before us, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It truly does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today. It's so nice out.
Yes.
And you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on the tariff roller coaster farmers are stuck on. They're on, they're off, they're on again. What kind of trade policy is this?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump didn't rule out the possibility of a recession. That and tariffs and other issues all has investors rattled.
Tariffs are the big item, but there's also a question, will the economy maybe as a result of tariffs weaken, given us job problems, the consumer slowing?
Investment strategist Bob Dahl, the S&P 500's down 2%. New federal cuts in the scientific community, as we hear from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
CBS News learned that NOAA is planning to cut about 1,000 people. This comes on top of 800 probationary employees that were fired last month.
Overseas, all 37 people aboard two ships that collided in the North Sea are accounted for. CBS's Ian Lee.
A Portuguese flagship, the Solong, was sailing from the north. That's when it hit the nearly stationary U.S. flagship. A huge fireball erupted.
The U.S. ship was a tanker carrying jet fuel. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
James here.